Simon Tov Tess, who left off in the middle of Siv Zayin, the Mechaber discussing which things we use for Rivet Chumen, and the Mechaber says he uses pas, bread, or matzah, or anything that works for Shtuf Mavois. The Shabur explains as opposed to Rivet Chatzeris, that Davka has to be pas, has to be bread, challah, or matzah. Shtuf Mavois, you can anything that's a lift on that's used as a spread or the side portion together with bread, and the same applies over here for Rivet Chumen. If it has a lift on that's enough to make 2 meals worth of lift on, side portion, or a dip for 2 meals, that's good enough. And he said, "Bezeh erev, this erev, I should mutter to go tomorrow 2,000 amos, in all directions." And then, after you put down the pas or lift on the bread or the spread or the dip, and you say this amira, you go back and sleep at home. And the Trum Shabbos is measured for the Malkum erev 2,000 amos each direction. We see as if you're dar there, as if you live over there. Mishnah Berurah says somebody has shvua not to have enough from this food that used for Rivet Chumen. So a shtub voice will not work since it's not edible for him. The shvua is not to be nana from it, according to some shittas at least. But according to those shittas, it also be that Rivet Chumen, it works. Here, everyone agrees that it works. The reason is because Rivet Chumen is only made for Dvar Mitzvah. We'll learn about later Simonim. And the Anah you have for Dvar Mitzvah is not considered Anah, Mitzvah of Ahanas, and it's not called you having Anah of Isser, of something made Shua not to be Nana from. Now, what qualifies for a dip or for a side portion? You can see in the Simon Shimbe above the rule of Shittub Mavois. And the point is, it has to be 2 meals of bread or of lifton for each person involved. Every single person has to have 2 suras worth of food for him. It's not like Bayruv Chatzer Shittub Mavois that there's a certain amount you need. Shish the Surah works for everybody in the Chatzah, everyone in the Mavah. Here has to be a poor person except for a little kid that's dependent on his mother. That was some Tafi Gimel, Tafi Dal. He goes by his mother. But everyone else has to have their own Mazin Shish the Surah, their own food of 2 meals for it. The Bisayasur brings the Gaiz Ashri. Discussion using Chemetz vinegar because there a little bit of vinegar is good enough for many people to have enough to dip 2 meals worth of vegetables in it. But the Ma'is Samish Tabur says that the Rab brings in the place game that no, you have to have Revias of Chemetz for 2 Surahs per person, and therefore it's not going to be a benefit to use Chemetz to use vinegar. Now, if you put it down out saying the Amira, Mishnah Berurah says, it doesn't help. If you had in mind, because Shvi'is with it, you have to have the Amira, but you don't have to say the whole Nusach. As long as that's Zeh Yela Erev, this should be from an Erev, that is sufficient. And now it's considered as if you live there and you have 2,000 amos in all directions, since we know that's really the place that you want to be. The Mechaber says, Tamidim, who eat by Babatim, their houses are in the field, but at night they go back and sleep where their master is. You know, usually we said we go by the pas, the lift on the Achila. Here for these Tamidim, we go by the place to sleep, the Rebbe's house, because really they want to eat there also. Just their food is not there. They can't eat over there. They have to eat by the Balbatim out there in the outskirts in the fields. They want to be by the Rebbe. They sleep there. They would love to eat there as well if it would be possible. And therefore, it goes by the house of the Rebbe where they sleep, unless they have Mishnah Berurah says they have a fairish in mind otherwise. Same thing, Mishnah Berurah says you have shepherds that are out in the field. They sleep there. You know, they go into the house to eat. Really, the place in the field, that's their place. Same when they sleep there, they would want to eat there also if they had food there. They just don't have food there. Anyone who works out in the fields, people who are Shemir Paris, they guard the fields where the fruit are growing, with involved in the kayots and drying out the fruit, their Malkum Shvisa is the place they sleep because they would want to eat there as well. They just don't have the option. The Mechaber says in Sivches, you can send your Erev with a Shliach, and the Shliach will say, Bezeh Erev, you have plenty mutter to go 2,000 amos in this direction, but the Shliach cannot be a Cher Shev Kotten, who's not Bar Das. We can't rely on they're going to do it properly. And if you watch what they're doing, the truth is, Shabur says it still works because they don't have the power to create a Kinyan Shvisa. Supposed to do with a Chatzeris, he could do it with a Kotten. We had some Shin Sam of Gimel, because as long as you see that, and we gather the bread probably for all the people and everyone's a shutter from it. There's no chalais here creating a Malkum Shvisa. Here, creating a Malkum Shvisa, a Cher Shad Vikon cannot do it. Also, you cannot do it with someone who's not Moed Be'erv, doesn't believe in Erevin, like a guy or a Zar, a Tzduki. You can't rely they did it. If you see them doing it from afar, you can't rely they did it. L'shem Erev. Now, if somebody tells his friend to go receive this Erev Tchumen from the Cher Shad Vikon or from the guy or the Tzduki, and you send them with one of them, even if you put on the back of an animal, the mice we see from afar that your friend does take it from them. You could assume that your friend put down the air properly, even though you didn't see him do it. Chazalka shlich has shlusai. The chazalka assume shlich did shlich is properly. Even the whole group of people there come together and they send it to one person. They can send it with the shliach, and if it's a good shliach, he could say b'shas noch as air. This air should be for all the people. One mishtadim as air, it should be air for all of them. The same will apply that you can send it the cheresh of the cotton or the back of the animal, as long as you see that a richtig person, a good person, was mekabel it. Chazalka shlich has shlusai. You can rely that he did it properly. The Mishnah Berurah says only because here we're dealing with Rabbanans, but the Raisa, we don't rely necessarily the Kula that Shliach did Shlichus. Said some say you could rely by the Raisa also. If you're going to Mikshaw for the sender, you could rely the Shliach wouldn't want the sender to get messed up. And if you're by the Raisa, you'll be able to rely on him. You definitely, if you see they did the Shlichus, you don't have to be afraid that he did it wrong, they did something wrong. The question is, can you rely straight out the Shliach did Shlichus without seeing him doing it? And by the Raisa, it's questionable. By the Rabban, like over here, it's clear. Chazalka Shlichus is Chusa, and therefore, if you saw from afar that your friend received it from the cheresh of cotton or from the back of the animal or whatever it is, or the Berlacha brings it inside, even if you saw that they met over there, if you didn't see your friend actually taking it, you could rely that he took it and he did the shlichus. Now, the Berlacha also says that the Babayas can send with the shliach instead of having the shliach to the amira, the Baal Bais can make the Amira from afar and say, with this bread that I sent with my Shliach, it should work as an Erev Ashmalah, go 2,000 Amos from that place in all directions. So either one can do the Amira. The Shliach, if he's a good Shliach, can do it. Or the Baal Bais, who sent it to the Shliach, who knows the Shliach is doing a Shlichus, it's a reliable person. Shliach has a Shlusa, Baal Bais can be the one to make the Amira.